Hi, welcome to Story Hole,
a podcast exploring the most important stories in the world.
So pull a chair up to the fireplace.
And let us put a story in your hole.
I'm Roger.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Joey.
Okay, so who knows the most about the history of farts?
I do.
All right, so tell us what you know.
I did a whole paper on it for my history course.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got an A on that one.
Hey.
Wow, that's really impressive. So what else?
Okay, so there's a lot of different theories about when and where the first fart happened.
Oh man, let's hear it.
Some people say it was in ancient Greece, some say it was in Rome, and some even say it was in China. But no one really knows for sure.
That's pretty interesting. So what else do you know?
It's believed that the ancient Greeks were the first to develop a scientific explanation for farts. They believed that the gases in the intestines were responsible for the sound of a fart. They also had an entire system of different types of farts based on their smell and sound.
Yeah, who would have thought such a silly thing could have such a long, interesting history?
Yeah, what did you find out?
Well, the Romans were the first to start using the word fart as a term for the sound. They also had their own theories about the causes of different stinks. The fart has been mentioned in literature since the 12th century.
No way!
Yep! And that it was once believed that farts were a sign of good health and could purify the air around them.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really interesting.
So I heard that ancient Chinese philosophers believed that the universe was created by farting.
Wait, the universe was created by farting?
Haha, yep.
Exactly.
According to them, the universe was created when the god Pan Ku lit a fart on fire. That's why Hippocrates suggested people should pass gas at least 10 times a day. So,
no way, that's insane. But the weird thing is that it made their farts smell nice.
Laughter.
Yeah. Apparently the Big Bang Theory comes from Chinese mythology. But seriously, the history of farts goes way back. You know, the ancient Greeks used to believe that passing gas was the sign of a healthy digestive system? It's true. He even wrote about it in his book, On the Sacred Disease.
What's this book about again?
It's about On the Sacred Disease, a disease that killed thousands of men and animals. It's actually pretty interesting. In this chapter, he talks about where the disease may have come from.
Where?
Well, he theorizes that it was actually brought over from Egypt by traders.
Wow, that's so crazy. It was an imported disease.
Who would have thought a disease like that could have been brought in from another country?
Yeah, that's what he thinks. Well, I'm glad we're not dealing with that anymore.
So I heard this one time. I was able to store brown air in my tummy.
No way. That's impossible.
Actually, it's not impossible. It just takes practice.
Huh, I didn't know that. Anyways, what about you, Brian?
Whenever I'm running and I feel like I'm about to pass out, I just let one rip and it helps me keep going.
That's pretty incredible. Not me. I wish my farts could do that.
What about you, Joey?
Well, I don't really have a story, but I do have a question. Can farts exist underwater?
So when you try to fart underwater, the water just muffles the sound and nothing else happens.
But why?
Because farts are made of gas and gas doesn't mix with water.
Oh, that makes sense.
So guys, what do you think about the history of the very first fart?
Well, that's a good one. I heard it involves a man screeching, slipping on a banana, and getting a divorce.
That's hilarious. I want to hear the full story.
Well, it's said that there was a man who had a very loud and obnoxious laugh. One day, he was walking and laughing very loudly when he suddenly slipped on a banana peel. As he fell, his laughter was so loud that it created an intense pressure in his abdomen, and thus, the very first fart was born. After the incident, the man was so embarrassed that he ended up getting a divorce.
Wow, that's a great story. I guess it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, it sure is. I guess we should all be careful not to laugh too loud now.
So what do you guys think about the social impacts of farts?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, it's becoming more and more socially acceptable to let one rip in public. I mean, it's no longer taboo and you can get away with it without any social repercussions.
Yeah, I guess so. But what if I fart out of my mouth?
Oh man, don't worry, Brian. That's not possible.
Come on, Gramps. Don't worry so much.
Thanks, Gramps. Hey guys, do you think farts have any kind of social implications? I mean, what if I fart out of my mouth instead of my butt? What would people say then?
What do you mean? Bri, don't worry about it. It's not possible to fart out of your mouth, really. So don't worry about
it. Yeah, like how do people act when they fart in public? Well, I think people would be more embarrassed than anything else if someone farted in public.
Yeah, I think so.
Really? All right, so here's the plan. I heard a rumor that if you fill a balloon with your fart and then pop it, it's almost undetectable.
Wow, that's pretty creative. Ha ha ha, that's hilarious, hey.
Yeah, that's great, but I don't know if I'm in the mood for this.
Come on, Joey, why not?
It just reminds me of my ex-girlfriend.
Don't worry, man, you'll find someone else.
We had to break up because she farted in my dinner one night.
Hey, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. We don't want to get arrested for stealth farting.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I just miss her.
Okay, let's get back to our plan. So, Roger, you fill the balloon, then pop it, and we'll walk away before anyone notices.
Got it. So I'm telling you, I can get this done. I just need the right technique.
You mean like skin on skin? Oh,
exactly.
For sure.
Come on, like the third lung technique isn't better? What about the deep dry heat technique?
Oh, come on. Guys, we're talking about serious business here.
Yeah, deadly serious.
Well, there you have it. The history of fart and fart adjacent things.
Great. If you like farting as much as we do, send us a fart at storyholepodcast@gmail.com.
Write us a rating or review anywhere you listen to our poots.
And maybe tell a friend by blowing a fart into the wind.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone. We love you. Ha ha ha.
After.
Roger talks about storing brown air in his tummy. Brian insists his farts make him run faster, and Joey believes that farts cannot exist underwater.